Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Monday afternoon. It's time for the Pod Squad, separating the audio gold from the audio garbage. And this week, we're going to be talking about a podcast called Ireland Said Yes. Have a listen to this.
It's 2025. A decade ago, Ireland became the first country in the world to introduce same-sex marriage by popular vote. We were the first in the world to put the idea of marriage equality to the people. And the people said yes. If you Google Marriage Equality Ireland, you'll see a sea of smiling faces in Dublin Castle. A sunny summer's day in Dublin, the castle's upper courtyard replete with rainbow flags, divine drag queens dancing and couples kissing under the shimmering silver balloons spelling out the word Y-E-S. In this short podcast series, we're talking a bit more about what happened before the balloons and cheers and the tears. How did this happen? Who did what? Was this not just a guaranteed yes? Didn't this all seem to happen overnight? And are we any the better for it now? Welcome to Ireland Said Yes.
And that is Shane Daniel Byrne, a comedian that many of you will know, and it's his new podcast series. And here to talk about the podcast Ireland Said Yes, our broadcaster, Padraig Wilson-McCarthy, and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke. Both of you, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Adrian.
Let me start with you, Padraig. What is the point of this podcast? Explain it to me.
Well, I suppose the marriage referendum was monumental, particularly for members of the LGBTQ community. And I suppose 10 years on, we're looking back on it now and how much was achieved. I suppose as a member of the community myself, I mean, we're still being faced with adversity. You know, I think there's a common opinion within the community. And I think the stats are there to show that actually opinions and attitudes towards the community have probably gotten worse since the marriage referendum. So it's nice actually to look back on this and what they've done really well with this podcast is it's a positive light, right? Because I suppose they've spent a lot of time celebrating this 10-year anniversary, if you will. There's been events running around the country for the last couple of weeks.
And it doesn't seem 10 years ago.
No, it doesn't at all. And what I suppose they're doing really well is it's remaining positive, right? Because it would be so easy to focus on the negative because there is so many negative things going on, particularly for members of the trans community at the moment. But they're also highlighting these issues, but in a positive way. And it's actually really nice to look back at it. It's living memory. I know it doesn't feel like it's that long ago, but actually, you know, we've come full circle. Now we've had it for 10 years and it's nice to reflect on all the hard work that was done in the lead up to the campaign as well.
And it's a limited series podcast, Elaine. There are only four episodes in it. Tell me what we can expect from each episode.
Yeah, you can kind of get the complete story in four episodes, although Shane has promised that there's going to be some bonus content as well, being populating the feed afterwards. But it kind of starts with setting the scene in episode one, like the context of before there was ever even talk of marriage equality as a referendum, what were the fights for gay rights in Ireland? And it speaks to people who were involved in that fight in the long term. The second episode is more about setting up the referendum itself and the kind of decision making that was involved in that, even within the community, because there was people who didn't want marriage to be on the agenda for the LGBT community, but still got involved with this, and how they actually came together on this issue is really interesting as well. Just listen to it in terms of like activism today and like a success story in that. Episode three is the referendum takes place, and then episode four is the result, that moment of joy, Vincent Brown and the George, some really iconic moments, but also the aftermath of that. And reflection is a huge part of this, like, and it is like we're celebrating this, and we celebrated at the time, but I think it's more of a commemorative podcast because it is thoughtful and it is reflective and it is looking at the nuances of this story, because it's easy to tell the story of this rainbow moment of success, but there was also so much in that actually took a lot from people, and there was heartache involved in it as well, because, you know, at the end of the day, people had to doorstep and ask their fellow citizens for equal rights and there's something kind of
and you hear those people's experiences actually, which I think is lovely. And I think what Shane Dan Byrne does really well, Shane Dan Byrne, we know, is hilarious, right? comedian, big personality. He won't mind me saying that right at all. But he's very good at allowing people to tell the story. He's just facilitating. And I think what's different about this to other I would call it a history podcast in a way, because I suppose it is something that it is in history, is he's telling a story as if he's talking to a friend rather than reading it from a book like you would get with other history podcasts. It was very, very easy to listen to as well, which makes it really enjoyable.
It's so well informed as well. Like, he is expertly handling this subject matter, and he also interweaves it with his own personal story. So there's an element of it that's nearly like a memoir from Shane, and there's also snippets from his But He's Gay tour, which is the previous tour to the one he's currently on, and that was a bit of a memoir kind of comedy stand-up routine as well, and it kind of touched on these topics of his coming out and the marriage equality referendum, and he jokes about like, oh, sure, we've solved all of our problems since then.
Totally.
So there's that beautiful mix of his comedy, his personal story, and this huge historical and cultural moment.
And do you need to like Shane himself and like his comedy to like this podcast?
Why wouldn't you?
How could you not like Shane Daniel Burton? What kind of a question is that?
You don't like, because I know that some people don't like stand-up comedians. I'm for one, don't love slapstick comedy. I prefer, you know, things that are probably not meant to be funny. I find them funnier. You know, that kind of way. I don't really love stand-up, but he does this really, really well. He's not too in your face. You know what I mean? He's not going into this for the laugh, but it is humorous actually throughout as well. And I think he makes light of some situations that are kind of a little bit heavier, which I think is really good. And what we do as Irish people is we kind of deal with trauma through laughter sometimes, don't we? And I think that's kind of what he's doing with this, and he does that really well.
He does, and he has some very interesting guests in each episode.
Oh my God, like, he spoke to Mary McAleese, former president. He speaks to Alva Smith, incredible activist. He speaks to people from Glen. Gerard Farrelly also makes an appearance on it, a fellow comedian, and he has some really great stories about his kind of conflicting opinions on what happened and what he went through, you know, as a gay man in Ireland prior to and after this referendum. Like, it's a cast of characters, and then it's also the people that aren't household names that we wouldn't be familiar with are also providing voices.
The unsung
as well.
Heroes, really, aren't they? You know, these are these people that I've met through work a few times, and you know, I've interviewed them for various different reasons, but I never actually knew the role that they played in this in the marriage equality, and they just seem to go under the radar. It's kind of like, you know, we've kind of forgotten about all the hard work that went into it, and I suppose it kind of jogged my memory of the time. Like, I was only coming out at the time, and one of the things that I actually have huge regret about is not being involved. But at the time, I just felt like I couldn't be, that I wasn't there yet. But it's nice to see it, and to see, I suppose, how this campaign has shaped Ireland as society now, but also how all these people who were out canvassing and were involved look back on it with actually fond memories, you know, of bonding. And like, there's one person in particular, and they speak about how after they used to go out canvassing, sometimes it might not have went their way, sometimes they might have got, you know, people at the doorstep might have been rude to them or whatever, but they'd go back and they'd have pizza with their friends afterwards. And that's very much what the LGBT community is about, you know. And sometimes it's about, you know, we would say, you know, it's your chosen family, and people, you know, met new people through that, and there was actually marriages came from canvassing and that kind of thing, which is lovely.
Very good. Okay, so it's an upbeat podcast that tells a great story 10 years on. I'm saddened to hear, Padraig, that 10 years on, gay rights aren't where they should be, and the way in which people are treating the gay community hasn't improved as much as you would have thought it would after that referendum.
Well, it's a hard one to explain, I suppose. You know, with the growth of social media, you know, and freedom of speech and all that, we totally understand the rights are there now, but it's people's attitudes and opinions that have changed. And as I said already, it's particularly about members of the trans community who are getting bashed in the media at the moment. And look, it's Pride Month this month, and I suppose as more than ever, it's a protest, you know, and it's about going out there and we're not fighting for rights, we're just fighting for, you know, being able to go out, to exist, to be visible, and to not be attacked for just being ourselves and just living alongside everybody else. And I think that's what's really important. Pride is a celebration as much as anything else, but we still need to protest, unfortunately.
Let me ask you both, finally, and start with you, Elaine, rate the podcast out of 5. So the podcast itself is called Ireland Said Yes. Your score out of 5.
This is easily 5 stars for me. This is one of the best Irish podcasts I think I've ever heard. Like, it's not just that the subject matter is so touching. I cried so much listening to this podcast, and it was a mixture of emotions. Like, it wasn't just tragedy. It was like a bit of happiness imbued in that as well. But it's the storytelling, the use of archive material, the mix of a bit of Shane's comedy and the interviews. Like, that's a really complex thing to weave together so expertly as they did. With this, it is just absolute perfection.
Okay, 5 stars.
Yeah, I would also say 5 stars as well. Really enjoyable. I'm not an emotional person at all, but I found even I was getting a tuck in the heart a few times in this. And what I love about it is it's not just all people from the community. It's those that came out and supported us as well. You get loads of comment from allies in there as well. And like that, Shane Dan Byrne is just excellent. So well worth a listen.
Ireland Said Yes, available wherever you get your podcast. It's a limited series, 4 episodes. With comedian Shane Daniel Byrne. Both of you, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the studio. That was broadcaster Padraic Wilson-McCarthy and the host of For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke. And as I said, Ireland Said Yes, available wherever you get your podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.